Dan Sheridan with CrossHandThrone.com. It's great to be with you. Paul's last letter before his execution was 2 Timothy. He exhorts Timothy in view of the tide of apostasy and departure from Paul's message of the dispensation of the mystery. Now, it takes a certain type of strength to be able to stand for Paul's message in such formalistic times in which we live. Paul is addressing Timothy, who is involved full-time teaching the message. Now, not all are called to do that, but all should have the same attitude and characteristics. Timothy was teaching this truth full-time as the saints were providing for his needs. Now, just as a worldly soldier is provided for by the citizens, yet all are citizens equally, so all believers are equal in the body of Christ, yet some are called to be soldiers in this truth because we all want to see the truth advanced. But that means that Timothy, the soldier, had a certain responsibility. Now let's look for a few minutes at the qualifications, provisions, and goal of God's soldiers. Today we are looking at 2 Timothy 2, 1-7. Paul says, "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also." Paul tells Timothy to be strong, and it is only by grace that we can stand and be strong. Notice also that it is in Christ Jesus the strength and grace are found. We will require strength and grace to be able to believe, stand for, and teach others the message that the risen and ascended Lord gave to Paul. And even those who are to continue its message have to be faithful men, it says. Then Paul continues with the illustration of a soldier. "Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier." A good soldier does not involve himself in the business of the world. He is devoted to the message. A good soldier will miss much of the comforts and pleasures of this life. Now, not all believers are to stop working, but those whom God has chosen to labor in doctrine should be free to make the truth known to others. That was Timothy. But if we are not involved full-time in the ministry, we should stand behind those who labor in the word and teaching, and even in our own particular sphere, we can be useful to God even if we're busy taking care of families and working full-time. And remember, soldiers like this should be remembered on God's Memorial Day. Then Paul uses the figure of an athlete. He continues in this passage, "And if a man also strive for masteries, yet he is not crowned except he strive lawfully." This athlete is nothing like a modern athlete who brags every time he makes a good play. That is what an athlete is paid to do, so he shouldn't brag. The athlete, God's athlete, will be humble. He must obey the rules, and he must have proper training. And what is this training? It's full acquaintance with and a profound subjection to the rightly divided scriptures. A teacher of the scriptures must know all scripture, or he does not deserve the name. He is not a one doctrine kind of man. A teacher who is only involved in one pet doctrine or one small portion of scripture, it's equivalent to a baseball player who is going to the major leagues with a plastic bat. If he only knows a few canned biblical statements, he's not qualified. And an athlete will not be distracted by what is going on in the stands or on the sidelines. He will stand for Paul's message primarily, but the whole Word of God will be his field of teaching. Finally, Paul uses the figure of a farmer. "The husbandman that laboreth must be first partaker of the fruits." A farmer cultivates in hope. He must be patient because crops do not grow overnight. He must have faith that his seed is good and not resort to other means to attract fruit. How many have left the truth of God and resorted to worldly means to produce results? But the results are not from God. Results gotten from illegal means are never the right results. The farmer has confidence in his seed. The farmer will enjoy the fruit of his labors if he sows patiently and is faithful. And Paul concludes this section by saying, "Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things." This is Dan Sheridan with CrossHandThrone.com.